This is Dr. Olivero dictated for May 30th of 2024. The first patient is Walter Zubek. The last name is Z, like in Zulu, U-B-E-K. B-K. Z-U-B-E-K. The patient walks into the office complaining of dizziness and general malaise. Period. He stated that has not been able to secure an appointment to see the primary, and he has been checking his blood sugar, and the blood sugar has been between 275 and 325. When we had the opportunity to review the medications, the only medicine that he takes is metformin, 1,000 milligrams PO every 12 hours. This patient needs immediate attention and for that reason, we are going to start him on Ozempic, 0.5 milligrams weekly sub-Q in combination with glimepiride, 2 milligrams POBID. We are going to make the adjustments in the diet. The diet was explained to the patient. The information was gearing towards a plant-based diet with a unrestricted amount of protein at the present time. Low salt, and since he has a cardiovascular problem with cardiomyopathy, the restriction of the fluid should be 45 ounces in 24 hours. This is a patient that is 6 feet tall and is weighing 230 pounds. We are supposed to reevaluate the kidney function during the next visit. Number two, the patient has CKD that has been CKD two. Up until May the 3rd of 2024, when he had a clearance of 66 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of protein in the urine. I am sure that this chronic kidney disease is going to be deteriorated due to the fact that he has alterations in the fluid related, in the fluid hemodynamics related to the hyperglycemia. Following number atherosclerotic heart disease with cardiomyopathy that is followed by Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S. The patient has been without any symptoms. Following number gout, the patient complains of ankle pain, there was elevation of the uric acid above 7 mg/cent. For that reason, we started him on allopurinol 300 milligrams on a daily basis. The patient is feeling better. Following number, the patient has a remote history of nephrolithiasis that we have to follow up. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that has been under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia associated to the diabetes mellitus that is going to be reevaluated in a couple of weeks, and following number gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic at the present time. We try to give them the support that he needs at this moment, but I'm hoping for the primary to take over the blood sugar control. The patient has an appointment to see us in a couple of weeks. We are going to monitor the vital signs and the fasting blood sugar and the sugar before supper in order to make the necessary adjustments in the medications.
Your card back.